Hey Portal, start Facebook Live.
Okay, opening Facebook Live.
Ah, fuck.
Cat, what are you flippin' doing, man?
The cat is hanging out. Why? You're already open.
Oh, nah, nah. Open portal to the Facebook Live, nah, nah.
I guess you have to push the button.
Promise me no promises.
That's so annoying.
Bummer.
Ugh.
That's,
That's dark.
Ooh, I didn't shut the...
Oh, that's cool.
The thingy.
I hope everyone enjoys cat butt. It's gone now. I'm just staring at myself right now. This is kind of baller. I really love this portal, especially since it focuses so much on me.
And then how do we see the people?
On my phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's how I'll be doing that. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Live at 27. I'm your host, KDG.
Hello.
And we have a new setup. We have a whole new show. We have a whole new... host? Co-host? We have a new co-host. So we will first get started by having my new co-host introduce himself.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Brian. I'm excited to embark on this endeavor of continuing the wonderful radio show of Live at 27. So thank you for having me. That's me.
I basically just let him be the co-host since he has this equipment and it looks cool.
Yep, that's the only reason why I should be the co-host.
That's all I had planned, so. We are going to talk about some things today, but I wanted to know how my 7 listeners right now, how you guys are doing with everything.
7, holy cow.
And if there's anything you guys need to talk about, just let me know. But just wondering how everyone's holding up. I decided to put on makeup today and do my hair because I am pretty much like dead inside. So if I put on this face, I look a little more alive. So thank you to myself and thank you to my mom for buying me Stila micro tip eyeliner.
It's very specific.
It is literally the best eyeliner out there, okay? Because everyone can back me up. When you buy like a liquid eyeliner, the very tip of it just kind of starts like going out.
Like, oh, sure.
After just 2 uses. And this one, it doesn't. And that's pretty much it. But the micro tip's really cool because you can make your wings as thin or thick as you want. But, oh, Chelsea, if you're listening, my dad appreciates cursing. So, my dad likes the word fuck.
Well, let's get a social fuck going then. So, if you're listening, you're tuned in, everyone in the comments, write fuck. It's a social fuck. If you got a drink in your hand, let's all cheers to fuck.
To the word fuck.
To the word fuck.
We can say it now.
Yes! You also have to say fuck while drinking. It's definitely tough, but I think it can be done.
Okay, if you can do that, send us a video. Thank you.
Yep.
So, another thing, I guess, is I've been kind of curious on what everyone's been doing in quarantine to kind of just like... Did you take this opportunity to do anything different, anything creative? I know that there's a lot of artists out there and bands and rappers and what else is there in Fargo?
Probably some painters, Probably some sculptors. People who chisel things as well. I don't know what that would be.
If you're a chiseler.
That's interesting. So we'd love to hear from you. How's it? How's the quarantine affecting your chisel?
How is it affecting your chisel? Did you take the opportunity? Now, Mike, I completely agree with you. I have fallen into an extremely deep depression myself. I am an extrovert. My mom thinks that I just make an excuse to go party by using that word. Yep. But I have found out 100% that it is true because, my goodness, I have completely lost my mind. I did make a song. I have written for more music, but it's really hard to get the motivation and ambition when you're just so, like, non-existent. Again, hence the makeup. But I did release a song, and it is on all platforms. And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. And I have yet to get nothing positive, but I've definitely gotten some. I guess the only feedback I had is that could possibly be negative is I didn't have enough emotion in my song.
Emotion. There was a lot of emotion in it.
There was or wasn't?
Was.
Yeah, they said there wasn't.
None at all. That's definitely false. It has to be false. There's so much emotion in it.
I was going to say, I don't think you actually listened to the song if you think that there was zero emotion in it, but, you know.
And I have listened to it. We could play a little bit of it now. If you guys haven't heard, we'll drop it live on air. What's your favorite part of the song?
I really like the rap, but the rap is not the good part. Well, it is the good part.
Well, it's your favorite part, so that's what matters.
I say, just you pick a part. You pick a part.
All right. If it's going to work. Of course, it's very slow. We have so many devices connected right now to my Wi-Fi.
We are using a portal.
It's creepy as fuck.
It randomly zooms in. It's super fun.
And if one person just talks for a while, it eventually just zooms in on them. And then you can make all sorts of weird faces, and it looks like it's zooming in on your soul.
It's terrible. Also, by the way, with this show, when we are able to kind of fuck off with the social distancing, we will be doing mobile podcasts. So we'll be going to local bars and setting up. Oh, I hear music.
Oh, hold on. No, you can. Let's listen to it real quick.
Okay.
I like the beginning. I like the beginning. We'll see if it's loud enough at least. I lose myself and I'm already out. I got a couple questions about the song. Don't worry about me, I'm fine. You guys haven't heard it. It's right here.
It's right here. This is it. I did nail that part.
To the first drop. It's a good drop. So that's a snippet. It's a snippet of it. You guys don't get any more because you have to go on. Where can they find the song?
You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. It's literally on all streaming.
It's on all streaming platforms. So go ahead and check it out. And what's the song called? It's
X number 4.
X number 4. And so that is like X, your ex-boyfriend number 4. Okay.
My fourth ex-boyfriend.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How many ex-girlfriends do I have? I think about 4 too.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
You're at a good pace of ex-boyfriends.
Yep.
Any faster? I start looking at it.
I'm going to marry my current boyfriend, so I should end up with only 4.
So there is no X number 5.
There is no X number 5.
Okay, so that is the last X that she's going to rap about in a song.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And it's really funny because one of my friends was like, "Oh, I wish I had his contact info so I could send him the song." But I not once making that song ever thought if I did not give a shit if he heard it. Like, it was, I really honestly.
Oh, your ex.
Yeah.
Number four.
Ex number four. I literally did not give a shit if he ever hears it, if he ever knows it's about him, or if he doesn't. I don't care.
Is it also applicable to ex number one, two, and three?
So, ex number one was my first kiss, my first time, my first boyfriend.
Okay.
He was my first everything.
Right.
And, no, our relationship was, like, adorable, and it ended, like, totally fine. My second and third boyfriend, like, they did both cheat on me, but my second boyfriend was really fun, and he was, like, my best friend.
Okay.
And then my third boyfriend, he was embarrassed by me, and cheated on me all the time.
Wow. There's song material in two and three for sure. Your song material in X number one is probably going to sound more like a Taylor Swift ex-boyfriend song.
Yeah.
But the two and three are going to be, like, harder, nastier. Fuck you.
Yeah, the fourth ex-boyfriend was just, like, he was the possessive, jealous, abusive loser. He was a loser. And
he's a pussy.
He's a fucking pussy.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
On the song, you'll have to still go listen to it. X number four is the letter X. Hashtag four.
Correct.
So I thought it was X hashtag four. I'm like, there's a story behind that hashtag.
So I'm actually surprised that you thought it was a hashtag, because, like...
Because I'm a fucking millennial and not proud of it, that I thought, oh, it might be a hashtag.
I was like, this is the number sign. So yeah. But no, he just sucked, and it took a while after, and I know a lot of people have been through bad relationships like that, and it took a while afterwards to start realizing that he sucked, not me. And then, so, that's pretty much what the song is.
It takes a lot to realize that.
Yeah, so the song is basically just me telling my ex that he sucks.
And he's a pussy.
And he's a pussy. And I do not.
Do you think he's gonna hear it?
I... don't.
You can't heart your own video.
I was hearting Alice's comment, okay. But it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't work that way.
Oh my god!
But now her and I can be in a heart battle. She knows this. This is our thing.
All right, let's get in a heart battle, everyone.
Just start. Everyone heart it. Let's go. But uh-oh. Yeah, I don't think he'll ever hear it, because he's such a miserable person. He wants nothing to do with me or probably any of his exes. He's someone who's like, he probably just would rather pretend I, like, don't exist.
Is he from Texas?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I just had the song pop in my head that all my exes live in Texas.
No, he lives right here.
Oh, all my exes live in Fargo.
Yep.
Fargo's where I want to be. It's a great song.
Is that my song? Or
no, that's a super country ad-libbed song. I know. I listen to a lot of music.
I don't like Fargo.
It's not bad here.
I don't. It's not that I don't like you guys. I just don't like... It's a small town. I've now comprehended how small it is, especially... during this quarantine.
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 I mean, it's definitely big. It just doesn't seem big because it's flat as fuck.
It's a very, very, very flat state. I am going to...
Like, that'd be a good t-shirt I'd like to see made, is FAF, flat as fuck. And that's... It's got a...
This
FAF, state of North Dakota. I mean, it's pretty accurate. Well, hey, we were talking the other day, and I'm going to... wanted to start that movement.
Oh, yeah.
So,
we have four listeners.
That's all right. It starts with one, and we have four, so we're blessed with many more people than we should to start this movement. But what if everyone, one day, deactivates Facebook? Just for a day. Because there's a bunch of bullshit national holidays out there. National Feed Your Fish Twice Day, or ooh, National Screwdriver Day.
National Margarita, National Dog, National brother, sister, sibling, yeah. cousin.
There's a national X day too.
A national X
day. Ex-spouse day. And then just a week later is National Spouse Day. So the point being, there's a lot of bullshit national holidays out there. And so I wanted to try to contribute to that bullshit national holiday. But it actually wouldn't be bullshit. Because I'm curious, what would happen if we all deactivated our Facebook one day? For the day. Just one day.
I think that Zuckerberg would lose his shit for a second.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But also, I'm curious as well. Maybe everyone would just go over to Instagram for a bit? Snapchat?
Well, yeah.
Definitely. I'm saying, like, I don't know how well people can adapt to not having any social media.
We can adapt, because there is Snapchat, there's the gram.
We can start deactivate your Facebook day. So just, like, what day do you want to do? Pick a date.
Preferably my birthday. When's September 4th. Okay. September 4th, National Deactivate Your Facebook Day. For the day. You're not going to die. That, like, I don't even think most businesses' critical function is Facebook. So, like, just deactivate it and be done with it for a day. I'm curious as to what would happen.
All right.
I mean, it'd be fun. Anyways.
Five listeners.
Deactivate your Facebook day.
Tell me, what do you guys think about having a national deactivate your Facebook day? And would you participate? And then we can do it.
Hell yeah, you would. National Dog Day is my favorite, though. Hashtag shout out to my ex, says Alice.
Yeah, she's clever. She's my best friend, but she says that you're her best friend.
I don't get it. The National Dog Day, shout out to my ex. Did Alice date a dog?
Yes.
She dated a dog. Yes!
It came out. I'm sorry!
Yep.
It came out.
Shit.
So, also with this show, we still are going to be doing the Vagina Chronicles. And so any girls who want to participate in a monthly segment of the Vagina Chronicles, keep me posted. Let me know. Then we are also going to once a month do the Dick Chronicles.
Ooh.
Which will be mainly hosted by Brian.
We're doing Dick Chronicles.
So if any guys out there are interested in doing the Dick Chronicles once a month, just message me or DM the Live at 27 Facebook page, which Brian will have access to, so you can talk to him directly about it. And then with the Dick Chronicles, it's pretty much, I believe, going to be the same as the Vagina Chronicles. The Vagina Chronicles is about asking questions that you're not comfortable asking other people, so you just, like, send me a message, and then us girls talk about it, but we don't ever say your name or anything. We talk about everything vagina-related.
And on the Dick Chronicles, we talk about everything dick-related.
So if you guys have questions about your wieners, or if you just want to talk. Girls, I think it's a really great opportunity for us to listen to what men think is anything. I'm sorry. I've decided okay. You guys are all kind of dumb.
I think this is a great opportunity to have the Dick and Vagina Chronicles, and then we'll have the Dick in Vagina Chronicles where they both come together, both groups, and hash out the differences between men and women, I guess.
That is true.
Who knows?
I would like to know, I guess, what life is like with balls.
It's mostly uncomfortable.
That's kind of what I've, like, gathered. That's pretty much all I've heard.
Mostly uncomfortable.
I haven't heard anything positive. I have yet to hear one guy be like, I am so stoked about balls.
About how sweaty my balls got today. It was an amazing day. They were dripping down to my toes.
And then I've never heard anyone talk about really, like, how their balls look.
Oh, God. I mean,
and also, why are balls, like, more like a ball?
I could probably answer the first one better than the second one. Because that second one is the ball more like a ball.
Because it's not a circle.
It's more ovular.
Yeah.
It's like the Earth. Maybe.
What? The Earth is not an oval?
Yeah, but you cup him and you sing he's got the whole world in his hands. It means it's a whole different meaning to the
No
the
one whole says song. That.
No one says it in public.
Is that, that's not what the song's about.
No, well, there's a big counterculture movement that had this theory, this fan theory, that the song, he's got the whole world in his hands, is really just about a guy cupping his balls. If you Google it, I bet you it'll pop up.
I don't like it.
But it's definitely not true at all.
Oh, okay.
None of that was true. But if it is true and you Google it, I'd like to know. I'll join the group. Do it already. Maybe I can start the group.
I guess. Might as well. Got nothing else going on.
What is King's Cup?
King's Cup is the drinking game that we played on my birthday.
The one I was too... I don't remember what game that was.
It was kind of like categories.
Oh, categories. So what's the difference between King's Cup and categories?
There's so many differences.
That you make up your own rules for each one, two through ace, just like
categories? Okay, but with King's Cup, it's every single person who participates puts a little bit of their drink into the center cup.
Oh.
Then, whoever draws a king has to pour a little bit more of whatever they're drinking into the cup. Not everyone's ever drinking the same thing. Then, the fourth king pooled, that person has to drink the king's cup.
Oh, we left that part out, I think.
No, Matt drank it.
Nope. No, someone slammed it down. I didn't pour anything in there. I was...
Yeah, you did.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
That was must have been a fun party.
I was so sober on my birthday.
It's unfortunate.
I think that, like, when you mix drinking with, like, some other extracurriculars, you just kind of get sober.
No, what it is once you turn 28, you just kind of... You don't get drunk. You become more responsible. You don't really need to get that messed up. So you just had a nice sober birthday. You're getting old. You know you're gonna have a hangover the next day.
Oh my god!
And so you were just played it safe.
You
were drink water all night.
That's
you
so,
did good.
That's so.
That's
embarrassing.
A good thing to do.
That's so embarrassing.
You've grown up.
I don't think I like that.
Well then, Then hammer the bottle next time. Quit fucking around.
How does one...
Don't act your age.
How does one stay responsible but still not be a pussy?
Holy shit. What a quest...
If anyone knows, please let me
know. I don't know if that's answerable. That is... It's like one of those questions, those unanswerable questions... that we have never gotten an answer to, such as who let the dogs out? We don't know. The Baja Men need to come out with a follow-up song on who let the dogs
out. Oh, my God.
They're doing it.
No, they're not. Are they?
I don't know. 25-year reunion?
No, shut up.
Think how that would be a number one
No,
hit.
I have a better idea.
Hear it, listening.
Musicians.
Oh.
Make us a sequel to Who Let the Dogs Out.
You let the dogs out.
Like, let us know who you think let the dogs out in song.
And another unanswerable question is, what has love got to do with it? It's unanswered for all these years. That one's older.
But that's a rhetorical question. Oh. Really, in the song.
And so is who let the dogs out then.
No, it's not. No, because isn't the song literally about, like,
the party was hyped, the party was jumping, hey-ya, yippee-ya-yo. And everybody was having a ball. Ha, ha, yippee-ya-yo. It's about as much as I know. But they were having a party, someone got fucked up, and someone let the dog out. They did not turn 28. This was like a 25-year-old party then. Because that's what happens when you get fucked up and you have a crazy party. You let someone lets the dogs out.
So
and they come up with a song.
So that's really what happened?
Yes. Also another fan theory. Yeah, there's a fan theory. I read it on the line.
So I don't know. I'm going to have to actually like read the lyrics now.
I know. They're interesting.
That's pretty annoying.
It pops a song into my head. I hate Christmas, but the song reinforces my hate for Christmas. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Have you seen the words to that song?
Yeah, but Santa Claus is the dad.
I know, but it's graphic.
Yeah, like the kid watched his parents fuck in cosplay.
Ode to joy.
Ode to joy! That's 100%.
The mom's name is Joy.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, those are the connections we make here.
I really love talking shit lately because I'm bored. And I like to punish those who, like, don't listen to my show. That's, like, my favorite thing. So when I notice I have, like, very low, like, listeners, I'll, like, go ahead and talk some mad shit. Because why not? So,
call them out. Get them out here.
There's, like, a super contradicting lyrics that a lot of people seem to be, like, not noticing. And it's, like, really annoying. But there was one where he's talking about how he ain't on the drugs no more. I ain't taking drugs no more. And then literally two lines later, it was like, you know I'm high on Molly. And I was like,
wait a second.
So I just think that you guys should really pay attention to your writing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't be that. I mean, that's immediately contradictory.
I think that I have found out that there is art. And then there is...
Spart.
Yes. 100%.
Yep.
I think that some people rap or sing because they're like, this word rhymes with this word, or this is gonna sound cool. That's not art.
Where they just think because it rhymes, it'll work because it flows, but when you actually piece it together, it makes no fucking sense.
Correct. If you actually listen to, like, the song that I created, one, the lyrics never shy away from, like, what's going on, and two, if you actually pay attention to the way that the vocals are mixed, you will hear at the very beginning, my voice is just my voice. Like, no, like, auto-tune, like, it's just my singing voice. And then the rest of the song that's super hyped, it has a lot of effects on it. And then at the very end of the song, it says, oh my god, I'm done. Pussy.
Spoiler alert.
And that's in my normal voice. And there's a whole reason for that. That's art.
It's a, it's truly a badass song, though.
It is. I mean, honestly, like,
it's your first one.
Yeah, it's my first one, and it's my first time doing something like that. But I just think, like, if you can put just a little more time into what you're writing and the words that you're writing. And I have a new song that I'm writing, and I had a random thought, and I wrote it down, and it doesn't even make sense. And the next line is me saying, I don't even know what that means. Like, I mean,
well, you addressed it.
No one can talk shit.
You're like, well, I have no fucking idea what that means.
I have no idea what it means. It was just like, that's moving how I'm on. Feeling. Yeah. So, but I just like, I could read a lot of these lyrics. I could play a lot of local music. I could play a lot of, not even local, just like big name music right now that makes no fucking sense. And for some reason, these are like, what's up? This music is what is getting... Well, like, just, all the hype.
It to get you to the next level, basically, from, you know, and I have no experience. I'm not an artist. I don't do much of anything.
You have a piano?
I have a piano, and I'm learning Fury Lease and Something Whatever Corporate that. And also All of Me by John Legend. That's a panty dropper, right? No?
I believe that my future husband can play that song and sing it.
I'm also learning how to play Dear Future Husband so I can play it. And you'll be like, yeah, this song's about my boy.
What is...
Dear future husband, he's the only one you get to see by day. That's basically what I know. I hear it all the time, but it's an awful song, but it's catchy.
I have, like, not been listening to fucking music lately.
Well, oh! Focusing on yours.
Yes, but I always have a joke that, because people will be like, who do you like besides Blink-182? Because if anyone knows me, they know I'm, like, way too obsessed with Blink-182. I love Blink-182. They're my favorite fucking band. I have 2 tattoos dedicated to Blink-182.
They're good.
I'm obsessed. And so they're like, what do you like besides Blink-182? And the joke is, I respond with, I listen to all kinds of stuff. Angels and Airwaves, Plus 44, The Transplants, Boxcar Racer.
Oh, because it's all got a Blink-182.
It's all, yeah.
See, Boxcar Racer is what got me connected to that one. Travis Barker drummed for them, didn't they? Didn't he? Was it?
No.
Who did Travis Barker also drum for?
Plus 44.
No, it's got to be the backs. Probably, I don't know. There's got to be. The Boxcar Racer stands out. Then who was in that? Tom DeLonge?
Yeah.
Oh. And Travis Barker.
Maybe.
Oh!
Honestly, I don't know.
Hold on. We have the biggest Blink-182 fan, and we definitely are not sure on this answer.
But that's not fair, because I can literally sing every single Blink-182 song, and I can't even tell you the name of every song or what album or anything. But you play any song on Blink-182, I can sing.
You're going to know it.
Every single word to it.
Even the deep cuts.
100%.
Okay.
So, I heard a new band on Spotify, and I got really excited, and they're called Simple Creatures.
Simple Creatures.
And I was like, oh my God, I love this. And I was like, thank God I found a new band to listen to. And I'm like branching out away from like Blink-182, you know.
It feels good.
It's Mark Hoppus.
Mark Hoppus?
It's a member of Blink-182.
Oh, Mark. I just know him as Mark.
Yeah.
Hoppus.
Yeah.
I thought that was like one of those euphemism words, like Mike Hunt or something.
It is.
Mark Hoppus.
It is.
I was hung up. I knew it should have been Blink-182. It is Blink-182. You need to branch out more.
I thought I was. My favorite XXX. Testacion.
Oh, that, yeah.
My favorite song by him is Fading to Black. Guess what? It's fucking collaborated with Blink-182. I am the worst human on the planet. I'm just trying to make music. You know what? I don't even know what style of music I like. Now, here's the thing.
I know what style. Blink-182.
Yes,
but that genre.
I'm dating a hip hop artist, so lately I've been really focusing on like making hip hop music because it's like I'm having fun with it. But then today I played one of my old Spotify lists, and I was like, oh my God, I will never, ever, ever think anything is better than punk music.
It's good.
I love.
There's a place in my heart for punk.
I love punk music and nothing else. And I think that rap is garbage. I can rap, and I can rap really fast, and I can rap really well. Doesn't mean that we need more of it or that I should do it.
So you're going to stop?
No. Oh. No, because here's the thing. Whatever the song... Okay, this is...
That's that sassy I knew.
This is what I'll say. I plan to make music. I'm going to make whatever I'm feeling like making. So if I end up making a hip-hop song, it's because my words and my feeling went to a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
If I make a piano ballad-type song, it's because that's what I was feeling. If I make punk, that's what I'm feeling. I rapped at the end of my song because that's what I was feeling.
And you ain't no pussy.
And I ain't no fucking pussy.
Pussy.
Those lyrics are so fucking funny, though. I was so, worried to show my mom that song, and she ended up having it on, like, repeat all day, according to my little brother, so.
That's skewed data, though. It's your mom.
Yeah, like, but still, I feel like
my mom watched my first podcast because.
Yeah.
But she hated it.
There's is my mom no even content. Watching?
Is she not?
My mom should be watching. She watches all the time. Unless she didn't. Leanne!
Leanne?
Mom, if you're not watching, I'm going to be, like, really upset.
I'm stuck on the King's Cup guy still, but I feel like there's been a lot more activity.
Oh, no one's talking.
No?
No, which I'm really curious about. Like,
well, it's whatever.
Say something.
Most people are missing out on a good time. What are all those green things?
Just letting us know people are tuning in.
Oh, but then they come and go. Yeah. Just like the gas station.
Just like...
Well,
it's fine. It's fine. Thank you. So I still want to continue with blind date episodes, but I thought of a new twist.
Ooh.
We will have one person volunteer themselves as a bachelor or bachelorette.
And then
I, this doesn't look like 6 feet, someone just said. Pretty sure.
There's a clear plastic divider between us.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys can't see that, but fuck you.
Because it's clear. Fuck. Fuck. Okay.
So.
Continue.
You will volunteer to, like you want to find love. We will pick 3 suitors for you. You will be blindfolded. The 3 people will answer questions. You pick the person you want to go on a date with at the end of the show.
My God.
So
that's amazing.
So what's cool about it, though, is we get to advertise who the person is with, like, a photo and a little bit of info about them. So it's like...
Right.
So then it's like, okay, you know who is looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in them? Would you like a shot at trying to date them?
Wow.
So I'm really wanting people to, like, if you're single, like, fucking hit me up, because...
She's a matchmaker.
I really am a matchmaker. It's kind of obnoxious.
In all parts of your life, from social to business to love, you've done it all.
I have.
Is that on your resume?
I really need to update my resume, because I've been doing some pretty good things here.
Yeah, like nothing. We haven't done anything.
No.
We should update our resume, though. Didn't work for 4 months because of the coronavirus. They would look at that and be like, damn, he's ready to work. Let's get him in there.
We've only been on lockdown for, like, 6 weeks.
I know. It feels like forever, though.
6 weeks is a really long time.
I do have a bone to pick with you. Because you're on TikTok, aren't you?
I tried making a TikTok. Which is funny, because there's a bunch of TikToks of millennials talking about...
How to make a TikTok?
How we, like, suck and made TikToks.
So, how did you... You said I was in the process, or you were making a TikTok. So, like, what goes into making a TikTok?
I honestly have no idea. The main reason why I downloaded the app is because I really miss Vine.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some people, like, on TikTok that do, like, little sketches and stuff. And so, I found people who... are more so doing, like, Vine style stuff, and then I just follow them.
Yeah, that and part of TikTok I enjoy a lot more.
Yeah, the dancing fads and stuff, I don't really understand. There's a chick on there with, like, 40 million followers.
It's absurd.
And she just does, like, dances. And then, like, I see people who are trying to make dances, and they're trying to make them go viral, and they're literally, like, just doing kind of the same moves.
It's all awful.
To, like, a different song. And since when was dancing, like, cheerleading?
That's what it looks like. And not just, like, cheerleading, like, bad cheerleading.
Very,
like,
bad cheerleading.
Look across from the sidelines, and you see the visitors home, like, cheerleaders over there, and they're just, like, falling. I mean, it's one of the, you're like, they're fucking bad.
This
they're trash.
It's really interesting. And then there's like some hashtags on TikTok that are like kind of fucked up. They're like, what are they? They're hashtag like tragic moment in my life. And there's like literally videos of people like recording like their houses on fire or like no joke, something
like at a funeral and shit.
Yeah. Like something terrible is happening to them. And so what they do is they go,
they basically brag about it.
In a
like, hashtag. Look at me. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's fucking awful.
Yeah. And so I'm like scrolling through like right now and it's just a lot of like, thankfully there's a lot of like comedy going on, especially now like that there's quarantine. Yeah,
you need that.
But yeah, there's a lot of like singing and dancing and it's, I don't know. It's kind of bad.
Well, all the dance moves, they're basically all the same moves, and then it always ends with a fucking booty twerk. Like, it's unreal.
100%.
Like, I'm just thinking about, so, when we were in that same age range, you know, out of high school or in high school, we learned grinding. We learned what grinding was. That was, like, the big thing when we were growing up. This is what these little kids are going to be doing at the fucking dances now, or little, like, 10-second TikToks. No, but
I just remembered. What did you remember? I just remembered that, yes, I literally had to be taught how to grind on
someone. Yeah.
What? And now these guys, like, literally grow up knowing where to put their butt and vagina.
If anything, it's promoting anal.
It's so weird, though. Grinding was literally a thing that I had to learn.
And then they had to unlearn it from us if your school, like, really cared. I went to a Catholic school, and they were very strict on no grinding. We definitely grinded anyways. And we'd have, like, our religion teacher come through and be like, save room for Jesus. I mean, it was that kind of school. But looking back on it, grinding's fucking weird.
I was not popular in school. I was bullied a lot. If anyone from my high school is watching, fuck you. Literally everyone.
Fuck you.
I can say fuck now and it's gonna happen a lot, so fuck all y'all. So I was the person that just kind of like stood on the side and then waited for someone to talk to me, and then it would normally be like the dorkiest, ugliest, nerdiest person in the class, and they would come up and ask me to dance, and then I would like say no, and then it would turn out that the popular kids wanted the nerdy guy to like ask me to dance so that they could all laugh. I was so unpopular that I got the nerdy people to be popular.
Son of a That's bad.
That's so
That's
bad.
Low.
I didn't know there was that
low of a on the totem pole.
I was always picked last in gym class, and I was really fucking athletic. Like, I was starting point guard, I was good, and we're talking like people in fucking casts would get like,
oh my god,
before me. People who are like with asthma, no court. My brother Jacob was the absolute worst at basketball. It was embarrassing to watch. He couldn't run. He looked weird when he ran. The ball would be like going over his head. Only like two dribbles and it would like fly away.
And he still got picked
and
before
he
you.
Still got picked before
Oh.
me. I was the absolute worst. So with the grinding, I know that I didn't really like dance with anyone like that until like it was before I was 21 and like the hub was open and they'd have like 18 plus dances. And that's when I like learned about it and so, like finally like did it. I didn't like it because at this point I've had real sex. So I'm not really into dry humping anymore.
No, but at the time, like
if
you also secretly really good at grinding, like you were good at sports too.
Like, you know what?
You had a natural affinity to grinding well. It's an awful thing, though. I can't do it.
It's literally dry humping.
It is.
That's why it was so cool, though, and that's why it was such, like, a good thing to, like, you know, like, that's why kids really like doing it. Like, they like the grinding because it was, like, fucking.
It's looking back on it is, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It's not the way I'd like to dance. I'd rather make a fucking fool of myself and attempt a cartwheel than to grind ever again.
I really...
Well, maybe a couple times. It's not bad.
I really don't know why anyone ever got rid of crumping.
Crumping? It never arrived.
I'm pretty sure it did.
It never got rid of because it never got
here. I think crumping happened. I think crumping was a thing. Again, I was not really...
Wait, did you confuse crumping with grinding?
No, crumping
when you were... Okay.
Fuck, can you imagine? at like a school dance, I like walk up and crump on a guy.
Yeah, they like teach you. They're like, all right. When you go and dance with him, make sure you're really doing that.
Yes, that would be awesome. Like,
oh, we got her to crump. She thought she was grinding.
I really did not even know, like... Okay, like, we are officially old.
No, yeah, we're not. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, we are.
Because I've come to the realization I'm getting older, but I still feel young. You have yet to get to that realization.
I don't think I ever will.
No.
I...
We're still young.
It does not help that my boyfriend is so young.
No.
Because
no.
I went...
Keeps you youthful.
I know, because I, like, when we first started hanging out, I went to, like, one of his, like, shows, you know? And we were, like, in the crowd, and I was dancing, and he was, like...
Crumping.
it's really going to sound like I was crumping.
I was in the corner crumping, and then we cut eyes.
I shit you not, you guys. Alex is such a fucking asshole. He literally looks at me, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, I just dancing.
You were dancing?
And he was like, "Why are you moving around so much?" And so then he...
Oh, my God.
I know, that's why I was like, you probably will think I was crumping, but I wasn't. But I promise I wasn't. But like, so then he told me that this is how you're supposed to dance.
Oh, just hands right there. Maybe in large crowds, but like... No, you dance how you want to.
So ever since then,
you've been locked up in a dancing cage, and I cannot wait for it to explode because we're gonna see Crump and Katie like you've never seen before.
Dude, whatever. I took Alex to a punk show, and then I was like,
What do you crump to?
What do I crump to?
Yeah, like what? Well, in general, like what would you crump to?
I don't crump.
Petey Pablo.
I don't crump. It was a thing. It was a thing. I never knew how to do it, but yes, I practiced.
Okay, well,
I did practice crumping.
The first step to crumping
was a thing.
First step to crumping is believing you can crump. And then you can. You just need attitude. You got that.
I practiced crumping, and I felt very weird, and I felt like the inflatable tube man.
You know what? I would accept if you posted on TikTok and there was a hashtag bring back crumping and you just tried to make the movement of crumping again because no one's crumping anymore. I agree. It's a silly dance, but it's got emotion. It's raw. There's energy to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hashtag bring back crumping.
Hashtag bring back crumping.
Do you remember crumping?
Make a TikTok.
Whoever's in here. Just type the letter period.
Yeah, seriously. Does anyone not know crumping? I don't know why no one's talking to us, but I think it's fine, I guess. Fuck now.
It's fine. It's whatever.
But, yeah, I do know that crumping was a thing. I know that crumping was, like, it was a thing. I don't know what music... I really think that they, like, literally made music, like, for crumping.
Yeah, like, it's Petey Pablo stuff.
What's that?
Petey Pablo is hip hop. It's basically just hip hop. Hip hop music is good for crumping.
So you do know what crumping is?
Yeah, it's like just a lot of really herky jerky movements, which is a lot of what I see on TikTok already. I mean, none of those people are fluid, but it's like they forget the next move they were gonna do, so they like rush to do it. And I just can't take it. It looks so fake and unnatural.
It's cheerleading. It is 100% cheerleading. And
we need better cheerleaders.
You know, I honestly probably could not do a TikTok dance.
I would never do one.
I will, if any of our listeners want me to try a TikTok dance, I will do it. If you comment below and you tell me which TikTok dance you want me to do, I will do it. And I will tell you right now, it's going to be bad. And that's probably why you should make me do it.
Hashtag crump the night away.
It's gonna be a thing.
It's so lit.
I'm seriously, like, I am looking into this, though. I am really upset about this.
The crumping?
Yeah, because, like, I don't understand.
It's in Step Up 2. Step Up 2 or Step Up 1 made it, like, really famous. Like, they gave
the dance a name. Oh, my God, there was a Crump World Championship.
Yeah, I guarantee after Step Up 2.
2013.
That's probably after Step Up 2 came out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's, like, a how-to video on how to crump by Boy Blue Entertainment.
The Jabberwockies probably know how to crump.
Oh, my gosh. Crumping was really bad, you guys. I'm sorry. I did try, though. I was super obsessed with, like, any dance movie. Step Up. Step Up 2.
Bring It On. Honey. Bring It On 2.
No, it's Bring It On. Bring It On Again.
Oh.
Bring It On All or Nothing. That's the best one, because that's the one where they're in the cafeteria and they're all like this.
Just getting all sassy.
Like, and then they're like, Shibuya! Shibuya! Roll call! Yep.
My name is Brian.
Yeah.
It rhymes with iron.
Yeah.
And I'll drink a beer.
Yeah.
I have no fear.
Roll call! Shibuya! Shibuya!
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
My name is Katie.
Yeah.
I am crazy.
Yeah.
My mind is hazy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get some roll call.
No.
Yep, I can do whatever I want. That's the.
Well, you have to put a line in the lyric that, like, I don't know what that was. That was just now.
Because that's what my dad used to do. It was so funny. No idea what it is. A dab? What? Chelsea, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, dude? This is very, very pre-dab. This is very much...
Are you talking about the crumping or are you talking about the TikTok video? Because regardless, crumping is real. Fucking YouTube it. Don't thank me for it. Don't acknowledge my presence about it.
Did Channing Tatum crump? Was he a part of the crump? Was that the first one?
I think
it was in the first one.
He's a crumper.
He, you know, I look at him and I think, he crumps.
You have to really be in shape to crump.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
And to grind.
My mind's telling me no.
Do people still grind?
Yeah. I mean...
Well, you're right, yeah.
I will every... Well, you go to the OB, and yeah, absolutely.
You go to the OB, you are forced to.
Yeah, and I was in a grinding situation earlier this year, and it wasn't that fun.
Oh.
I mean...
I was in a grinding... It was kind of fun. I was in a grinding situation earlier this year as well. I walked onto the dance floor and a dude grabbed me and put his wee-wee on my butt. And then I pushed him away and I said, just kidding, I don't want to dance anymore.
Oh!
They're so bad, dude.
You, like, fooled him.
No, like, he, they're bad. Sure, like, you, the dance. The second you get on the dance floor, someone's grabbing you. Why is it an invitation? I just...
That happens?
All the time.
Oh!
I have never not once gone onto a dance floor and not had instantly a dude beeline it my way and try and put his wee-wee on my butt.
Have you ever farted on the dance floor?
If I could, if I ever needed to fart and I was on the OB dance floor, I would 100% do it.
Well, it's self-defense mechanism is what it is.
It is, and I would be super bummed if it had zero effect.
I think more girls need to employ that method, because anytime there's a dance floor clear, everyone points at the dudes. I mean, it's true.
I think that you all should...
No one accuses a woman of doing that. Come on now.
Everyone just go fart.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
And then we'll play Cascada, Evacuate the Dance Floor. Yep, that works. Wait, the dance floor turned.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I've wanted to play that song. I've DJed some weddings, but like when someone pukes on the dance floor, breaks a glass, I like to play that song.
Oh, so do you?
Yeah, I do, because I said
I
like to.
I know, but like, do people know to go, or they're just like,
yeah, oh, this is a fucking banger.
No, it fools them, because it's a banger. It's like, what do we do? Do we evacuate? Do we stay? It's a good song. We gotta dance. And I'm like, just evacuate the dance floor, but still dance.
But, you know, just dance on your way out. Watch out for the puke.
Yep.
Or to pee. Yeah. You remember when people used to poop in the pools?
Yeah.
That was really annoying.
Oh, my God.
Were you a pooper? What? You pooped in the pool?
We shut down a neighborhood pool for a week because we all took shits in a pool at night. Me and my buddies, we snuck down to the neighborhood pool. We jumped in. Well, there was a code. You can get a code if you live there. And so we snuck in and we all said, we're taking shits in the pool tonight. See what happens. We weren't sure what was going to happen.
So you all pooped in the pool?
Yeah.
How did all of you have to poop at that time?
We had a big dinner. I don't know. We just did.
That's so weird.
It's like our poop cycles lined up. We've been around each other for so long. So we knew it was time, and we kind of discussed it before. Like, hey, if you got to go, fucking hold it. 1 a.m., it's going in. The pool.
Why did you guys want to poop in the pool?
Because we were young and immature.
How old?
Probably around 15, 16.
That is...
12 to 15.
Too old to be pooping in the pool.
Ah, so you wouldn't have suspected us.
Did you guys get in trouble?
No, but we shut that shit down for a week. They had to clean the whole pool. What? It was bad.
It was a lot of poop?
No, I mean, they were just little rabbit turds that came out, but... We shit in the pool.
I really.
We just had to.
That'd be really funny if one of you diarrhea'd in it.
Just stained it a different color.
I'm saying that you guys purposely pooped in the pool.
Yes.
So you do not fall under the category of the people I'm talking about.
We are intentional pool poopers.
You are intentional poop.
Yeah.
You are intentional pool poopers.
Yep.
I'm talking about the people that poop in the pool. I did that on purpose. The people that poop in the pool, like on purpose, but like not on purpose. Like, like they're younger. They don't want to get out of the pool.
Purposeful pool poopers. Because they're paranoid of not making it. Because they don't want to shit on the side of the pool. And they think, well... If it just kind of disperses and I'm around these people, like a little kid, maybe I can blame it on him.
I don't know.
That's never ran through my head. I've always gone into the pool thinking I'm going to poop in it. I've never accidentally pooped in a pool. So this is.
But I don't think that, like, I'm pretty positive it is, like, younger kids who, like, have an accident in the pool. I don't think that the times that the pool was pooped in was ever, like, someone was in the pool and then was like, I know what I feel like doing. I got to take a poop. Now, I could hold it because I don't have to poop that bad.
No one else was there.
Or I can sit in a corner and I can push really hard and be very forceful and get a shit out now in the pool. I don't think that happens. But
it did happen once. We did it. We proved you wrong.
But I'm talking about in the daytime with all the people.
Yeah,
in the pool.
No.
There's a time I was in the pool and they were like, you gotta get out. Someone pooped.
Hey, someone shit in the pool. Everybody out.
And I was like, that sucks. And then you feel gross.
Yeah.
Why do those bitches always, like, had that weird shampoo? They're, like, blonde, and their hair would turn green, and they'd be like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, my hair is green. Happy St. Like, Patrick's Day.
I'd be like, my hair is green, and my life sucks. And I didn't really get it. But it turns out when you're naturally blonde, it happens then, but not when you're unnaturally blonde, so haha.
Maybe it's those girls that had the bad bleach or whatever that poops in the pools. So that they just, like, no one notices their green hair. Instead, it's a diversion.
I bet
to the green hair.
Every bitch from my high school pooped in that pool.
Bitches.
I hate all of you.
I would also be classified as a bitch then, because if I had the opportunity to poop in that pool, I would have.
Knowing what I know now, I wish I would have pooped in the pool.
I don't feel comfortable going to pools anymore, strictly because I don't know if I can handle myself. From pooping in the pool.
I will always pee in a pool.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Every time. There's chlorine for that.
Going down the Otter Tail, I pee all the time. Especially well, who if doesn't? I'm drinking. I'll, like, literally pee, like, 50 times. Like, there will be, like, sometimes where we'll be, like, cruising down for, like, a minute. And I'm like, I peed that whole time.
The whole time.
And my friend, like, the way that the two, you know, we were connected, and she, like, had flipped, and I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. And she was like, what? And I was like, you're in the direct line of my
fire.
My pee, yo. Like, I'm not gonna not pee in this river.
Well, at some point, you just gotta not even. I mean, the first few times you do, you're like, dude, I'm sorry, I'm peeing. But after that, you just go. Because you know for goddamn well that person did the same thing. And you were probably downstream or upstream from them, whichever way the pee flows. And you were basking in their pee too. Like, there's no way that you wouldn't have done that yet.
I think that you have all swam in my pee.
If you've gone down in a tube.
If I was on the river the same time you were on the river.
You swam in the pee.
You swam in my pee. And that's what I want to let you know. But we are out of time.
What?
Yeah.
We were just getting started.
Well.
I know.
Next week.
Till next week.
We won't. Maybe next week we'll talk more about pee and poop and crumping.
I mean.
Why every.
I'm not exhausted. No, I.
I always either talk about buttholes or pooping. Always.
Next week we'll talk about buttholes because we didn't really touch on that. I got a lot on buttholes.
We'll talk about buttholes and we'll be advertising until we get enough participants of the blind date. So if you're looking to be set up.
Blind date. Let's go.
Let's do it. We'll pick out 3 sutas for you.
We've got 6 feet at least to have everyone separate, you know.
I think by that time it's not even going to be a fucking thing anymore, right?
No, we'll be fine by then.
Yeah, so whatever. All right, cool. Then I can't believe I have to get up. I wonder if I can do it this way. Hey, Portal. End live video.
Ooh. Ending live video.
Damn.
Hey, Portal. End video.
No, I gotta get up.
Really don't want to get up.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Really? Hey, Portal. End video. End. Portal end.
End.
Portal end.
I guess I'll just stare.
Portal. No, portal. I'm over here. Port.
Portal.
Portal. You know what I realized from we needed to do this. Yeah.
Wait, no, yes. And 10 seconds and start. Are we gonna be able to get a photo? I think we're both in it. I think we got it.
You can do the whole sassy thing.
That's all I do.
That's it. That's it. That's it. All.